This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Macoupin County Sheriff Sean Call. Welcome to the show, Sheriff.
Thank you, Rick.
Sheriff, we're going to discuss something, I guess we could call it a new thing. We're going to be seeing the Jailhouse Food fundraiser coming up here on December 10th, and we'll let you start off by telling us what this is going to be, because I don't think we've seen one before.
No, not really. We've never really went and ever actually cooked the food and served it. Basically what it is the Moose had, some representatives from the Moose had contacted us, interested for us to come and maybe do cook some food and serve it, do some sort of fundraiser. We kind of thought it was a pretty good idea. We got some volunteers from the sheriff's office and some friends of ours and some family members that all said they'd help us. So we're gonna go to the Moose on December 10th and hopefully cook everybody a good meal.
And this meal is going to consist of what?
We're going to do fried pork chops, cheese, potatoes, green beans, and bread.
And that's going to be for how much for a dinner?
$10.
And this is going to be a drive-through only, just to check with you on that one?
It's going to be a drive-through, and if you'd like to eat inside, you can. I know that they've had great success with the drive-through. People really, really like that, and it moves the line through pretty quick, it sounds like, so.
Now, as you said, you talked with the Moose, but you just talked and thought a good idea would be to do this, or just sort of how did this develop?
They actually called us. We thought it was a pretty neat idea. So and kind of get us involved with the community. The funds, we decided that we're going to donate the funds and what organization we're going to donate it to. So,
and where are those proceeds going to go to?
We're gonna donate them to Illinois COPS, which is Illinois Concerns of Police Survivors. It's an organization that's throughout Illinois that helps family members of police officers that are murdered in the line of duty, or who die in the line of duty or killed. It's something that we're all very familiar with. That it does happen. Throughout the United States, there's 140 to 160 officers a year murdered or killed in the line of duty. So it's a pretty dangerous occupation. And then there's loved ones left behind. And a lot of times it's small children, that need their dad, their mom. So this is an organization that steps in and helps them out, helps them through their journey, the rest of their lives. And maybe a lot of times till they're adults, they're there, they're open. I shouldn't say open, but they're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year round. So you just have to pick the phone up and call them.
It's sort of like another organization I've heard of that deals with like St. Louis and stuff, Backstoppers and things like that.
Yes, it's exactly like Backstoppers. It is, basically formatted the same exact way as Backstoppers, yes.
Now, since this is going to a good cause, you probably ordered plenty of food and like to see a good turnout, so you can give a nice donation.
Yes, we ordered 350 pork chops. So we're hoping that we have a really good turnout. So, hopefully everybody comes out and either eats in or we'll bring it to them, to their car. So
you mentioned you might even have a representative from that organization could possibly be in attendance later.
Yes, that's a possibility that we're going to have someone from Illinois COPS. Believe she's coming to actually help us cook and everything. So it's going to be a pretty nice evening.
And this, again, is on December the 10th. You'll start at 5, and you're going to stay open until you've served all the food, right?
Yeah, we're hoping to be sold out, but we're probably run till at least 7 or 8 o'clock if we have to, yes.
Macoupin County Sheriff Sean Call, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.